Dating.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on, I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, I got the man mindset, Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe, that's right. So tell me if you're ready, we gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game! Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
Yo, what's going on? Let me see if I got this joint right. Correct. All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody listening to the show right here. I'm just trying to see if I can get this joint right. Let me see here. Trying to get this joint right. Okay. Let me see. I think I got that shit right. All right, guys. I want to welcome you all to the show. I am the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen. Oh, wait. I need to turn that down. Gentlemen, if y'all got a question, y'all can go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered, guys. As we always say before, this show is 100% authentic, 100% guaranteed. Nobody is doing what we're doing as far as getting deep with your mindset today. So, guys, we ask you guys out there that if you get the chance and you get the opportunity, gentlemen, we want you guys to go ahead and take a moment and go ahead and like, subscribe, you know, notifications and all that other stuff. It helps the algorithm out and everything like that. Check, 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 check. Mic check, 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 check. Trying to see something. I wonder why it's acting that way. All right, guys. Anyway, if you have a question, y'all have a cue. Hey, shout out to my dogs right there, the one, the 307 right there that broke the record. Shout out to you guys out there. Appreciate you guys out there. Shout out to all the chat room dogs out there listening to the show. We appreciate all you guys. Hey, we appreciate all you guys listening, man. I'm just trying to see. I know my thing's acting up. My dog kicked at me. Oh, let's see here. Okay, wait, let me see. All right, that should be better. Anyway, as we said before, if you want to be a man mindset guy, we always ask you go ahead and get in your car, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, go get a 100-piece puzzle set. This is going to help you begin the process of what we're trying to teach you as far as being a man. But the choice is up to you if you want to do it. We're not putting a gun in your head. Go back to your house, dump the puzzle pieces on the table, and go ahead and begin the process of starting to do the one thing that you guys are having a lot of problems with, and that is communicating with yourself, gentlemen. Also, guys, I want to say to you guys real quick, please, gentlemen, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered. If you want to call in, the lines are open. We're only going to be here for like 2.5 hours. We're going to get too long. I got stuff I got to do. So we won't be on too long, just a few hours. But if you want to call in, go ahead. If you got a text message, let us know. Or if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there, and we got you covered, okay? And we want to make sure that you guys are taken care of. Let's see here. All right, so shout out to my chat room dogs in the chat room, and also ladies out there, you know you are. Shout out to the ladies out there. What's up, girl? You know you are. So we want to make sure that we talk to you all about that stuff. But let's get into it. Today, all right, we're talking about don't give up and to stop quitting, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, okay? And let me make sure the music is down a little bit so I can talk. I got it. Damn, man, hold on. I got a call already. Area code 813. What is going on? 813, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's good, Steve? I have a question about writing poetry. I've tried to write poetry. I've tried to write in general. What happened?
I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm listening to you, brother.
Oh, okay. My bad. All right, so I've tried to write poetry and such, but I feel like it more turns into like rap for like lyrics instead of like a poem.
Poetry. I don't know why this is acting up. Poetry is rap is poetry, dog. It's all the same.
This shit acting up.
It's all the same. Rap is poetry, brother.
I feel you, but I'm saying more on some shit like I'm trying to write something not that rhymes, not that like something like that. I'm trying to write something that like just comes from the soul, not rapping, rhyming type of thing.
Right. Then you got to go to your soul. I understand. What is it that you're trying to do?
So you're saying it's fine that when I write poetry, if it comes out like rhyming, if it comes out like rapping, like a song.
Yeah, you got to start. You got to start somewhere. Like, yeah, but you got to start somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. Right. All right. Well, that was my question. Thank you as always.
Yeah. All right, respect to you, man. We'll throw you back in. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into the show. Let's get into it. Guys, y'all want to call in? The lines are open and all that other stuff. Let's go ahead and chop it up. So what we're talking about is you guys quitting on yourselves and kind of giving up. And as individuals and men, the beautiful thing about, you know, game and stuff like that is – what is it that you're trying to be? Have you ever thought about asking yourself, what is it that you want to be? I don't know why that is acting up. I'm at the crack open my roadcaster after this show. But the question I'm asking you is, what are you trying to be to the outside world? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What is it that you're trying to be to the outside world? 224, we'll bring you in 1 second. But what is it that you're trying to be to everybody else? Or what are you trying to be for yourself? Okay? And I think a lot of people out there, they're just too busy trying to be, unfortunately, what people want them to be versus who they actually need to be. Okay? That's who they need to be. But let's go ahead and bring this call in real quick before we continue. 224, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
How's it going, Steve, sir? It's the usual 224 guy. But I just had a quick question about these two new girls that I started talking to. And so right now I'm currently texting one of them, and the idea is that later today, she said once she gets off of work, she's going to send me a photo of herself. And I want to, know, what would be the next steps after that, because she was –
Tell me. What's the next step? Don't do what we do over here when you have no game, and you cherry pick off what we're doing, and you don't know what you're asking it for. Why are you asking for the photo? Where is that supposed to lead?
Well, the photo is supposed to lead to me, telling her, giving me a reason to tell her how sexy I think she is.
Okay, so what is your, I don't understand your question then. What is your question then?
But then from that point, because she did ask,
all right, so you got past that point. So now what's next?
Wait, sorry, could you repeat that? It cracked down.
Why don't you call her up right now and tell her what you want to do?
Oh, it's on, It's on Snapchat, so I can't call her.
Then you failed. Then you have failed. Why are you on? Are you a fucking kid in high school? Or are you a grown ass man? What are you? Why are you on Snapchat?
I don't even remember. I think I just got it just because it wasn't even by chance. I didn't even think anything much of it. I just got it.
This is why you lose, dog. You don't really want to do shit. You playing silly ass games, big guy. You really don't want to do stuff.
Yeah, I got in her Snapchat by accident because I wasn't even really interested in her, but then
Because she's interested in – wait, you're not interested in her, but because she's interested in you, now you're taking interest in her?
I wasn't, I said I wasn't really interested in her. Like, I had a little bit, but that night I was talking to her friend more, and so I was, more engaged and active with talking to her friend. But it's not like she was, bad or anything. I was just – more interested in her friend at the moment.
So again, where do you want to take her? I don't understand what the problem is.
Well,
where do you need to take her?
So she's asking me. She asked me where. What's the move tonight? Which is basically asking what is my plans or what is like a big party event. But I don't.
How old are you? How old are you?
20.
Then why is a woman asking you questions? Why are you not directing the woman?
I mean, she had asked
that. And wait a second. Wait, can you call people on Snapchat? Hold on a second. I don't know about that. Shout out to 21 Studios in the house, man. Shout out to my dog, man. Shout out to my boy. Make sure y'all check out the 21 convention that's popping off in October. Shout out to my dog, A1. Much love to you, brother. But no, I'm asking a question. Can you call on Snapchat?
Yeah, I can. Can't merge it because it's two different platforms.
Oh gosh.
Tried it before with my friends.
All right, just don't worry about it. I'm asking. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to take her?
Well, I would prefer. I like to take her to my go-to spot. I want to take her to the hot tub. My college dorm has a hot tub, and I want to drink some wine with her there. And then.
All right, but don't even know her. But wait, you don't even know her, do you?
We were talking for 3 hours, so I don't know her, but together.
Okay, what do you mean talking for 3 hours? What are you doing for 3 hours? Talking about what?
Oh, it was a big group of people. It was six of us.
Y'all on, man. Dude, why are you doing this friend Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother shit, dog? You haven't done anything.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm saying you ain't doing anything if you haven't really had one-on-one with her. How do you think you're going to move her right to the hot tub and all you did was hang out with your loser-ass friends and shit? And y'all ain't doing anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying right now. I've been talking to her in the messages to try to move her from the whole friend group, everybody hangs out together now, to
why don't you move her then?
That's what I've been doing, but I'm not exactly sure. She said she's going to send me a really nice, photo later tonight once she gets off work.
It's Friday fucking night. Why are you not spending some time with her doing something than sending photos or whatever on your phone?
Well, I could just call her up right after this and then just say, hey, never mind, scratch the photo. I have something better in mind that I would like us to do.
All right, then do that. Yeah, do that. Matter of fact, do that and tell her, send me your number. Say, send me your number and talk to her like a man, okay?
Okay, so I'll call her. Do you want me to call back in afterwards?
Yeah, you call back in. Don't call back in if you don't get her number. If you don't have her number, don't call back.
Okay.
All right, man, peace. All right, guys, let's get back to what he's saying. Dog, come on, Spigoli. I don't want to answer this shit, dog. Spigoli, come on, man. Fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Oh. Yeah, man. What's up?
Steve, am I on?
Yeah, man, you are.
Steve. Okay. I thought I would call today because the subject was not giving up and quitting, and don't I personify not giving up and quitting more than anybody else you know? Think about it.
Yeah. Yes, you
what
do.
What say
sir.
You?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. All right.
All right. So it was a good day for me to call. Anyway, we need to get the likes up, everybody. We need the likes up, please. All right, Steve, can you toss me back in? I just wanted to say right. I thought it was a perfect time for me to call, bro. All right, thanks, all right. Steve. I'll go back in now.
All right, cool, man. Cool. All right, we back to Man Mindset. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put a cue. We got y'all covered. But let's continue what we were saying and everything about what I'm saying to you guys out here. Who is the man in the mirror? That's the thing that we've got to ask you guys out there. Who is the man in the mirror? Do you actually know that man? And the question I'm asking you guys, can you guys, if someone asked you to tell a story about that man in the mirror, could you tell and talk about his origins or talk about that guy? Can you talk about his values? Can you talk about his behavior, his beliefs? Can you talk about his personality? Can you talk about what he is to himself and what he is trying to become? Can you talk about how he is in certain situations? And again, for a lot of you guys, you can't do that because no one's ever thought this deep as far as questions go, okay? All right? And what we're trying to get you guys to see out here, okay, or to understand in this game is this has got to be a connection. See, the guy in the mirror in the story that you talk about should be one of triumph, one of war, one of fighting, one of losing battles, battle scar, battle ready, and things like that. But what I'm saying to you, who is that person in the mirror? Can you actually talk about him? Because, see, most of you guys out here, when I asked you, a lot of y'all guys said be a man or be this or be that or whatever you were saying. But what's going on for a lot of you guys is that you don't understand that you're trying to look for and trying to be perfect. You want to be the perfect thing in your eyes, or you're technically looking for perfection. And that's what's slowing you down, and that's what is hurting a lot of you guys out here. For a lot of you guys out here, you are not necessarily set on a fixed mindset to send you somewhere or to say, okay, this is my finished product for today. It is far from that, because the reason why a man is not a fixed destination and the reason why a man can never be a finished product, and that's why one shouldn't even be able to answer that question, because one should always evolve and always change. And sure, you can say what you want to be for today, but if tomorrow's answer is the same, then there's a problem with what's going on with you guys, if that makes any sense, gentlemen. These are the problems that's going on. Because, see, the thing is, that man in the mirror or your mind, you're saying that person in the mirror or your mind, should always, every day, at least be 5 to 10 steps ahead of you, okay? Even if you become what you say you want to become, I'm going to have to go to my real casting tomorrow. I'm sorry, but anyway, even though, okay, that you have changed a little bit, there still has to be a pursuit of something you have not reached before. And because of that, that's part of the reason why so many of you young men out here quit. This is why you have a quitter's mentality. This is why you, and thank you, 62 likes. Shout out to the 62 likes. Appreciate that. But this is why a lot of people out here really don't push themselves to be greater than what they are. Because here's the thing. Listen. Never aspire to catch up to what you want to become. Okay? Never try to do that. Because what happens if you catch up to that, okay? What happens if you catch up to this thing that should be 5 or 10 moves ahead? What happens next? See, gentlemen, as a man, and this is why quitting is not a good thing for a man ever, because with nothing greater to strive for, and nothing greater to challenge you, and nothing deeper than the ocean that you are in, okay, then you're just going to be stagnant. And for so many of you guys out here, you're not actually striving to be better than what you are, because most of you guys are always making excuses on what you are, why you are, and you make excuses of not trying to grow and not trying to be men. There's always an excuse that comes with all of this, and there lies the problem. Too many excuses, and you just love to quit. You have taught yourself to quit versus just saying, I want to quit. Okay? See, for a lot of you guys to talk to a woman or get a woman's information to you is an end game, because that is bliss. That is the ultimate happiness for you guys, because most of you guys really actually feel like that this is the end game. I got a girl that's interested in me, okay? But that's not what it's about. Because you should not be who you are today. Yesterday's you should not be you today. Should not be you at all. But so many of you guys are living by that same person of who you are, and you're not even growing, because what is there to grow for? What is fulfilling by just sitting around and feeling like I am a loser or feeling like I'm not good enough? See, the process of game and getting to your core is learning development of yourself in a journey that takes forever. That's what your puzzle pieces are also to show you. Everything should not come to you fast, but because your mind wants to trick you and wants you to make you think that if it's fast, I got to have it right now type thing. This is what kills you guys out here. Because if you think about what you're doing, okay, think about what you're doing. One thought, one mind, one way. And it's still that way for even average guys. Y'all do think one thought. But your thought, one mind, one way, is the opposite of what a man does, because you are actually reacting to things. You are reacting to decisions and actions and choices. And even though you guys may lead or move to decisions that you think is going to shape your world or your behavior, if you're not grounded on what you are, every experience that you have is going to lead you astray. It's going to throw you off. It's going to put you in a situation that I don't want you to even be in this situation. Nobody wants you to be in the situation that you choose to be in. But again, if you looked in that mirror, what does that person you see in the mirror, what does he encompass? What roles does he play in your life? And these are things that you should ask yourself. But what you don't understand is, even if you don't have an answer, there is an answer, and the role is that you just don't do anything. You do nothing, say nothing, see nothing. And then you wonder why shit doesn't work out. Because game is not supposed to work for those that don't want game to work for them. Okay. Everything that you have to do to break free of quitting and to break free of giving up and to break free of making up excuses is you actually have to fire. You have to actually fire people. I don't care if your friend and you were best friends since elementary school. If he's holding you down and holding you back, you got to get rid of him. And that goes for your parents and siblings. You got to get rid of it. You got to cut the fat. You got to kill the cancer. Not kill the people, but cut off the cancer. I want to say kill because I don't want y'all thinking we're condoning killing something. But think about this. Because you can't quit, or you love quitting, all you're doing is falling to someone else's expectation. So what happens when you meet a woman? You're following her expectation. You're saying to yourself, you know what? Well, you know what? I've got to be what she wants me to be versus what I want to be for her. And that's so that you don't do that. You don't move that way. Men do not think and move that way. We just don't do that. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open, 563-999-3056. If you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered. But we will continue. What are you doing to shape what you are to yourself as a man? What are you actually doing? Because anybody can say, I am going to do this, but if he's not doing this or doing this all the time, whatever that is, then he's messing up. I don't know why this.
You see, I see that. Wait, y'all can hear that? Oh, shit. Let me see. Oh, man. Wait a second. Do I sound like Alvin? I just want to make sure. I mean, I'm just checking. I'm just, all right, let me see. Hit these buttons. All right. Anyway.
I'm sorry, man. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry, man, but I'm just saying to y'all, I guess I can use that to talk about the cake and shit, but I apologize. I didn't know if y'all could hear that shit. Yeah, I see y'all over here laughing and shit, man. But but I can use this by saying it.
See? Well, you know, I wish I could I mean, I don't necessarily quit. I just watch YouTube and I just, you know, I don't really feel that I have to work hard, you know? Like, I'm a Pisces and I don't feel like I have to work hard. And, you know, every time I see a woman, they're just like, oh, look at that girl, what's up, girl? And I just don't want to say anything to her because, you know what? If I say something to her, she's going to turn me down. She turned me down, man. What are brothers supposed to do? Brothers supposed to what? Shrug that shit off or something like that? How can I shrug it off? I can't shrug it off. I can't shrug it off because she's so special.
So when y'all have that thing going on, you know what I mean? When this is happening to you guys out here, when you are not feeling that you guys out here don't have a belief in yourself that you want to do things, that you want to move on things, okay? Okay, see, as a man, I know who I am to me. I don't care who I am to anybody else. But more importantly, I've got to accept who I am to myself. And if you cannot accept who you are, which a lot of you guys cannot accept yourselves, and the problem that you, and the reason why you can't accept yourself is because you're waiting for somebody to accept you first. You're waiting for somebody to, you're waiting for a woman to reach out and accept you first. And men don't think that way. Men don't move that way. There is no commitment with you guys. There's no commitment. There's not a version of yourself that you actually love and want to work on. But everything you're working on is building reasons of quitting and thoughts of quitting. And we don't, and that's what I'm saying. We don't necessarily want you guys to quit. This is not about quitting. It's about saying to myself, if there's anything that I'm going to quit on, if there's anything that I'm going to give up on, if there's anything I'm going to walk away from, why can't I walk away from the negative thoughts that I have for myself? I don't understand, nor is it for me to understand, so that's not a question. I don't mean to ask that question, but I'm just saying to you guys out there, let me check the lines. Lines are open. But this is what we're trying to say to you guys out here. That most of y'all cannot see. How can you become the best version of you when you don't even believe that you have what it takes to be the best version of you. We got to get y'all right. We're in a new month. 5 months now away from the new year. 7 months wasted, 5 months to go. Seven months wasted, 5 months to go. And what do we have to say for ourselves? What do we have to say for ourselves, gentlemen? Well, I don't know who this guy is, but nobody's saying, sir, nobody's saying change overnight. But we are saying stop walking in the loser direction. But here's the thing that you don't understand, whatever your name is, I guess from Russia, where the fuck you from, is that change overnight, okay, you can't change overnight because you're not God. Who the fuck says I'm not? Why can't I change? Who the fuck says I have to, who says that I have to think like you, like a loser? And who says that I got to be pussyless like you? And then to even come up with an excuse. What a shame, man. What a shame. It's sad, man. And hey, you are what you are. You just got to accept what you are. And what you are is something that will never be respected as a man. And it's sad. It's really sad, man. It's really sad. Okay, and what I'm saying to you guys out here is that if you're going to quit on yourself in a different way than quitting on you growing. Never quit on growth. Never quit on growth. But change that the young guy said, do I still have his post up here? The change that this guy, but the change that he said is wrong. So many of you guys desire to be different. That's true. Sometimes you wanna learn game or learn a skill or technically just be better than what you are. Here's the $1 million question. None of you guys ever take the time. And this is the difference in how change is, young man, why you can't change and why a motherfucking man can change. Because you guys never take the time to actually clarify what being a better man is. What does being a better man mean to you? And if you can't answer that question, which is okay, this is no knock when you can't answer it, but you can see where the problem is. You cannot even answer that question. Because so many of you guys are so 50-50, so wishy-washy on what it is you're trying to do for yourself. You guys never build enough momentum to push yourself forward towards your end goal or end game. Now, as we said before, if it's sex, you already know you're already going to fail. L-Dog, want to give you an L-Dog. Well, is that what you mean, life? But wait, it's not true. No, wait. I got you, CV. Hold on 1 second. I appreciate Larry. Thank you for the love, man. Thank you, Larry. No, listen to what I'm saying, and I'm gonna show you where wrong is wrong. Okay, listen. Unfortunately, big guy, you said you're talking about life, and why do you give a fuck about life? Yes, I cannot control what somebody else does. Well, I can, but do I? No, I don't control it because I like the competition and the thrill of the hunt over, like a lot of guys who try to manipulate situations. But what I'm saying is if you're talking about life, you're talking about something outside of yourself, big guy. You're not talking about what's inside of yourself. you're pushing in an outside idea. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines, oh, let me bring in area code 901, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Nah, sir, how can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? I got a couple of questions. First question is, do you have to accept yourself in the present before you, how do I put the question? Do you have to accept yourself in the present before you can move on to what you said yesterday, bullying your bully to, you know, become that better man you were speaking about? You have to accept yourself right now in this very moment.
It's not just your right now. You've got to accept your past.
Yes,
you've got to accept that you can't change it. That's number one. You got to accept yourself, yes.
Okay.
But you also got to prepare for the acceptance of your future as well. You haven't reached that future, but you have got to prepare for that future. So all these things take into account, sir. But go ahead. I'm listening to you. What's your question?
You're doing good, man. I'm still listening to your explanation on the last one.
No, I that's about it. I mean, is there anything you need to know more about that? It's just your
okay,
you
got
to go. Yeah, it's not hard. You just got to accept. You got to accept your past for something you can't change. And while you're in your present, you've got to work and create and think of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Every future.
The next question is
what's up?
Next question is it'll give you some insight. But right now, I'm in a state where I realize that my level of thinking is basically on another level than everybody. Not necessarily that I try to connect with, but as far as like networking and marketing.
You mean your thinking is on a lower level?
No, sir. Higher level.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Explain.
Well, if you're on such a high level, why are you calling me asking me the question that you're asking me, brother? See, here's the thing, dog.
No, listen. Oh, so I called to ask you the question because I know I'm not at the highest level I can be, of course, and I called because I see you have the knowledge that you do have, and I wanted to see your insight on that knowledge so I can take what I want to from it. It's not that I'm on a lower level of thinking or anything like that. Yeah, that's it. I called you out of respect for you and what you do, and I would like to hear the answer you have from me. That's why I called.
What is the question again?
Do you have to accept your present self in order to move forward with
but
the person
if you
want
have
to be in the future?
Where is this higher level of thinking coming from that you're saying you have? I guess I'm lost on that. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying I'm lost on that. I don't understand. Where is this higher level of thinking?
Okay.
And what exactly?
I'm not going to go back on what I said. My level of thinking is pretty high. My higher level of thinking comes from, just the way I move, like, as a person, just as a person.
Right, I understand, but how can you move when you're still stuck in your present? You don't know shit about your past and moving forward. So how are you no different than these guys out here? Okay, maybe you don't look in the past. I'll give you that as a crumb, but the fact that you're not even looking in there is still bad. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not as bad, but it's bad because you're stuck in your you're stuck in the present, and that's the problem. And that's not a higher level.
Okay. I can respect that.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So when you say you have a higher level of thinking, now if you have a skill you have, yeah, you like if you had a let me see my voice. I gotta fix the shit. Wait, if you had a skill of being a doctor or some shit like that, sure you can say I have a higher level
I'm a pharmacy technician.
Well, no, it's not about what you like, what you do. I'm saying when it comes to that, you can say you have a higher level of thinking, and I will agree with you. But I hope you didn't talk about game.
I mean, not game. I mean, as far as like society wise, like being millennial, you know, I'm 23. My level of thinking is better than my peers. I put it that way.
Okay, but why is that a fail? Why is that a fail?
Why is that what?
A fail.
A fail? What do you mean?
Fail, like F, fail, E, not good. You got a piece of paper?
Oh.
Get a piece of paper. I'm going to show you. Very easy. I'll show you.
Yes, sir. All right, I got paper and pen.
Draw a circle right in the middle of the paper.
Yes, sir.
Inside the circle right, I am. And outside the circle right, I do.
Outside, I do. Okay, cool.
Okay, now, you... talking about out things out, you, the statement that you made, I kind of gave it away, but is that a, is which you gave, is that a I am or a I do?
What I gave pertaining to what?
What you say about how you are like as a millennial or some shit like that, you know, but better than other people or whatever. Is that a I am or I do?
I put myself in a box. Damn, you're right. You got me. You got right. me.
So the fact that you're looking at your I do's versus your I am's is the problem. Why you are like the other people and you're no better than them. Now, again, as pharmaceutical guy, you are, yes, but you got to listen to your language. You're comparing yourself, and I don't want you to compare yourself. I don't even want you to compare yourself with your classmates, your people at your job. You don't. The only person you compare yourself to is yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. So
does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. That makes sense. The question I just thought about.
You got it.
With your intro or whatever it was. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just can't think of the word of it. But with the whole puzzle piece thing, the how to put up puzzle pieces and put it together upside down. What does that do? Is that like a not necessarily a gimmick, but is that like a tool to?
No, there's nothing. It's nothing for you.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's something, but it's nothing for you. It's for these guys that actually want to become men and things, but for you, it's not. You're not trying to grow. So
whoa, I am trying to grow, man. No, I am trying to grow.
But wait a second. How long have you been listening to me?
I think I heard of you from Taekwondo. I did hear from you from Taekwondo.
How long?
It was some video with
How long have you been listening? How long? The number. How long have you been listening?
Probably about a month.
I'll give you a pinch of leeway because it's a month, but I'm not going to give you a pinch of leeway because it's a month.
Okay.
So in a month in every show. Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question. Let me show you why you are less than these guys that have less stress. I'm gonna show. Now follow. This is all out of respect. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna break all this down. Okay. Ready?
I'm listening because I did call.
I'm rubbing the wrong way. Hang up the phone, because I don't give a fuck about your feelings. I'm trying to be real with you, so I'm just being.
I understand that. I would have hung up already.
Hey, caller, it's not that I'm saying it. I'm telling you why. I'm not just saying shit. I'm breaking the shit down.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm saying it just to say it. I'm about to break it down. You came in here and you said you're better than a lot of guys. Da 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 da. And I told you from the get go. You're not, and this reinforces why you're not. And matter of fact, the guys that are in the chat room are on a greater level than you, And I'm going to explain why. You ready? Now listen to me. All right, listen. You came on this platform to just birdwatch or to grow your mindset? What did you come to do on this platform?
Honestly, I came on the platform looking for it. Sir?
Yeah, what did you come on the platform for?
Yeah, honestly, I came on the platform to not necessarily a mentor, but just find a group of people that were kind of on the same thing as me. Not necessarily the callers or anything like that, but the influencer or the person, you know, guiding the people. I came to see how you guys move, how you guys do things, and listen to the things that you guys are saying.
I appreciate what you're being honest, but that is strike two of why you're not better than the guys. Because if you're just sitting around wasting your time, you're a time waster, meaning that there's no sense of urgency to grow and be better. You're just, all you're doing is bird watching. So you have your binoculars and all you're doing is bird watching. So just that alone, my chat room dogs that are listening to the show are killing you right now. Because you know why? They're not here to bird watch. They're not here just to see what's going on. So that's number one. Okay. So that's number one. So that's where they got that. They got the first edge on you. But then lies the second reason why they have the edge on you is because you're really just not here to learn anything, man. You don't want to expand your mindset. You're not trying to grow as a man. You're not trying to grow as a king or anything like that. And that's part two of why these men on this panel, or not my panel, but in the chat room, are greater than you right now. Because they,
I just asked you
why you were listening, and you just said to check things out. All I'm doing is taking what you're saying.
I said, if I can quote myself, I came here, honestly, damn, I did say that. Motherfucker, you did it again. But I also did.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking what you're saying.
Listen, brother.
There's no right or wrong. I'm not here to knock you. I'm just being honest with you. You said it.
I didn't make it.
Right. But so that I'm saying, that's how your mind's getting to take a defensive position, because I'm showing you why what you said was a complete, utter lie. These guys that are in my chat room, the reason why they're better than you, I didn't say look better than you. I didn't say have more money than you or have a nicer clothes or car than you. Why they're better is because they're here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to expand their mindset. Wait, let's wait till all that noise.
Yes, sir, my fault.
Yeah, we'll let it finish. Okay. So the reason why, and unfortunately, even the women are better, because unlike you, because you're a surface dweller and not an actual man, you're actually doing what surface weak guys do. You waste your time sitting around watching shit versus learning shit. Two totally different things. Because I know you're going about to say, well, but no, Steve, I'm here to learn. I know that's coming, but I already got the shoot down in the second. So I know that's coming. So why don't you throw it at me and say, no, Steve, that's not true. I'm here to learn. I'm sure that's something that's in your head right now, and so in your mind saying, wait a second, I'm here to learn, because that's why you called in, right?
What was in my head?
I'm just guessing. I'm sorry?
I mean, is that not how someone, you know, learns anyway? Because, you know, you
that's how average weak motherfuckers don't learn, by sitting around bird watching shit. You don't learn that way. You don't learn that way. You don't learn that way. The difference
is saying men don't learn that way. Is that what you're saying?
No. My guys who are trying to be men are learning that way. You're not. You're not. So that's what I'm saying, that you're not better than these guys. They're actually better than you. Because they're here to learn and be students of the game and not just sit around and just peep and see what's going on like you're doing.
Nah, you kind of stuck on the first part I said, because
caller, it's going to be your first lesson as being a man. You got to stand on the shit you say that comes out of your fucking mouth. And you can't retract what you're saying is your truth. Listen, brother, I'm not mad. I'm saying what you're saying is your truth. That's just who you are. Listen, it's no knock on you. If you think that you're better than everyone, mm-hmm. then think about that fairy tale you want to, but you're asking a man, and I'm telling you the straight truth. My chat room dogs, even though they don't have game, they are better than you because they're trying to become their students of the game, where you're not. You're just here just to peep and watch shit and not do shit. Does that make any sense?
Man, I don't think you can say that, because if I've been watching you, if I already told you I learned a couple of things from you already, with, you know, based on you, how you speaking about the women and the psychology,
you have learned
mind, nothing. You know,
you learned
standing nothing. On what you say.
Okay, so
how you gonna tell me what I learned?
Can I tell you why? I don't think you're gonna. Okay, allow me to introduce myself to you. I am a bad motherfucker. I am one bad motherfucker. Uh-huh. Okay, so with that being said, if I'm saying this to you, I've already got your shutdown. You already shut down. You don't even know it. Because the game is I'm already on the 10th or 12th move ahead of you right now. You don't even see it. But see, that's game. We don't even talk about that. But I'm going to shut you down with this one thing. I'm going to show you.
Nah, you can't shut me down. I'll definitely get on another call.
Wait, it's not shut you down. I didn't say shut you down. I'm saying what you're saying I'm going to shut down. I'm not saying I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to shut down the shit that you're saying as nothing but lies, especially over this thing, because what I'm saying is all the guys that listen to me, they're students. You're not. And what I'm saying is for a month now, you have been wasting your time listening to things, and you think you're learning things, but you don't even know that you're not even doing the basics. So what you think is algebra is not algebra. You think it is because in your mind, you're trying to will that to be algebra, but you cannot count from 1 to 10 right now. Does that make any sense? Still can go with it. If that doesn't make sense, just let me know. Does that make sense or no?
It makes sense. You trying to say I don't know myself?
No. Well, you know yourself, but the level that you know yourself is on the surface. That's why you don't have any game. That's why you can't be seen as a man from another man, because you're like the surface dwellers. Now listen, these guys are surface dwellers too, but they are better students than you, which makes them closer to being a man than you are, based off of your actions. Okay. You cannot your words, your actions.
Okay, based off me telling you I've been watching for a month, you know, trying to figure out what everything was about, learning how y'all spoke, understanding what y'all was talking about, applying it to my life in whatever way I could at the moment. I mean, I don't understand how that.
But you're not applying it to your. You're not doing it though. And I know you're about to say, well, how do you know I ain't doing it? I'm about to tell you in a second because I know that's coming. Because that's a defensive mechanism that you're about to say. How do you know that I'm not applying this to my life? Brother.
No, I'm just listening. Hey. I'm just listening right
okay.
now.
Okay, listen. All right. How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. All right. So, young man.
Yes, sir.
The thing that I always tell people, and I would tell you, I welcome you here and be here as much as you want. But I can at least be honest with you and tell you that this might not be the place for you because you're not ready to man the fuck up and learn game. You're not. But I'm not done. That. I know the why. I got the why. I already got the why already locked and loaded. I just haven't hit you with it yet. I already got the why locked and loaded. I already have the why.
That's what I'm waiting for.
And the craziest part is you gave me the ammunition to hit you with it. You gave me the gun.
Okay.
You gave me the gun or the bazooka to shoot you down right now. You did it. I didn't do it. You did it. You want to know why?
Okay.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. You say, are you here to learn or are you here to birdwatch? Let me just clarify that one time. I'm going to give you a second chance because, you know, it's a double-edged sword, so either way you're going to lose. But let's try to give you another chance to clarify. So are you here to birdwatch or are you here to learn something?
I'm here to learn something.
Okay, and what is it that you're trying to learn? You failed already, but what is it that you try to learn?
I'm trying to learn how to better myself.
Okay. Now can I tell you why you're lying? It all comes to play. It's beautiful. It's the Mona Lisa. I'm good at this shit. You want to know why you're lying?
Yeah, I want to know why I'm lying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to tell you why you're lying. Okay. If you're here trying to learn from me, and you're instructed to do something that I tell you to do, and you don't do it, are you actually trying to learn from me?
No.
So you're right in your answer, but see where I got you on the lie? You're not trying to learn. You answered it correctly. You answered correctly.
No, I answered the question correctly, but I'm telling you lied. That's the question.
Okay, because you asked me about the puzzle pieces. That's why you failed. That's why you lied. That's why this is not for you, and that's why these guys are better than you. Because you were instructed to do something. Exactly. You asked me what it meant, and there lies the fucking problem, young man, because you asked me what it is, because I've got it, because now you're saying, well, Steve, you got to prove why I should grab those puzzle pieces versus my smart students that listen and see the result of what I am, and these smart students just follow the instructions that they're giving. I'm not telling them to go kill anybody. I'm not telling them to jump off a cliff. I'm telling them how to begin game every show. And they do not ask. You do not ask questions when you're told to do something. You do it and then ask questions of what you did. That's game, sir. So this is why you don't have game. This is why you're losing.
Okay. All right.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because we ain't about to pour me victim. As a 22-year-old grown man, as a 22-year-old grown man, you have this thing called choice. And if you came in this room a month ago and you knew that we were some cold motherfuckers and you were trying to get on our street, then common sense. Now we're going to get into common sense, gullible, naive, and disillusioned. Let's start talking about that.
Uh-huh.
So either you were gullible,
it's not a little gullible, you know. it's not a little gullible, you know. You just said your students, you know, just do it first and then ask the questions. I'm not going to do something and not know why I'm doing it.
Wait. And that's okay, dog. This is why I'm coding what I do. This is why this isn't for you, big dog. This is why it isn't for you, because what you're saying is, you're saying, I've got to fucking prove and explain myself to you when you're trying to get where the fuck I'm at. Are you serious? You see what I'm saying? You actually think that I'm going to explain myself to you when you're trying to get where the fuck I'm at?
No, I'm not trying to get where you at. I'm trying to get where I can get. You understand me? I'm not trying to get where you're going.
And that's the whole point. And that is another reason why this ain't for you. Because if you've been listening for a month, where am I trying to get you at? Where am I at that I'm trying
where
to get you at? I'm sorry?
Never mind. I guess I got it wrong. I said you're trying to get people where they can go. You understand? Like,
well, of course I am.
I
didn't say me.
I don't know. I don't know. I might have to go back and rewatch a couple of videos with this.
If I was you, I wouldn't. Don't waste your time.
Experience I got.
No. Listen. This is the thing about real motherfuckers. They keep it a buck with you. Don't do it. Don't waste your time, man.
You're definitely doing that.
No, I'm being honest with you. You've already showed that you're not capable of being a student in this area right here, where you think that you know it all. You know nothing. Number one, you're still wet behind the ears. You're 23 years old.
You asked the question.
Versus just doing what you are told to do. All right, caller. Have you ever watched Karate Kid?
Yeah, I thought about that, the whole Mr. Miyagi shit, wax on, wax off.
Right, that's you right there. That is you. You're Daniel. No, you're doing Daniel. Instead of doing what you're told to do, you're questioning. And, dog, I know you think it's funny. I'm just being serious with you. Listen, the thing that's so cold about
you.
No,
I'm less
than
the eulogy. I got you.
Well, no, it's the truth, though. But it's the truth. It's the absolute. And that's why. See, I'm not Miyagi-Do, because if I was on that fucking Karate Kid, I would have grabbed those two towels and told Daniel to take his bitch ass out of my fucking yard and don't ever talk to me again. But see, I'd be more like Sato than Miyagi. But see, I'm not Miyagi. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. And I'm saying to you, if you want to hang out in here, please do that. I mean, if you want to waste your time, go ahead. But this ain't for you, dog. You ain't built for this shit over here, dog. You just not. This ain't for everybody. You just ain't built for this shit, dog. And listen, it's not because you don't think it. Your behaviors tell the story. Everything I said was not about your thinking. It was about every behavior you have.
I don't believe that, though.
The mind is a beautiful thing because the mind tries to think. Okay, listen, when one starts to feel stupid and one feels like he's losing an argument or a debate, he will go into a feminine, well, you know what, you want to try to defend a position that you can't defend when your behaviors are your fucking truth. Your behaviors are your truth, big dog. And you have just been wasting your time sitting around doing nothing while all my guys in the chat room have been busting their fucking asses. Even though they're fucking up, at least they're busting their asses, paying attention and doing what they're told to do. And that is why, my friend, when you said that you're better, you are far worse.
And I ate that. I took that. I got you. I understand that part.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anything else? I mean, I don't.
Let's see. That was. No, I'm not going to say that was it. I'm just a little stunned. You kind of.
What are you stunned about?
With the haymaker.
I just hit you with facts. It's just all facts. I didn't make it all up. Everything I hit you with was your behavior. Hey, thank you, Larry. I just want to say thank you. What I'm saying to you, brother, listen.
Yeah.
The reason I know this, okay, is because at 9 years old, I didn't say 23, I said 9 years old, I wanted to learn game. And my mentor, just like I do with all you guys, have to see if you're actually or willing to be a student of the game, or if all you just bullshitting. And my mentor took me and a bunch of kids out in the courtyard, threw some, asked us who wanted money. We all said we wanted money. He threw some pennies, dimes, and nickels on the ground, and he waited to see who went down there to go get it. Because if you didn't go down there and get it, you better get the fuck out of my face, because your thoughts ain't in line with your behavior. So here you think, sir. So if I know that at 9, please understand, I know what you are at 23. And that's why I'm telling you, don't waste your time. Because if a 9-year-old kid can follow instructions and wants it and gets opportunity, he will then take said opportunity. Because let me connect that one more to give you a little more depth. I don't want, like Ty would say, I don't want to drown you in this shit. But you wouldn't have called and asked that question, you first question you had, if you would have just got your puzzle pieces and begin the process. You would have answered your own damn question.
I just seen the puzzle piece thing on this show.
You've been watching. You say you've been watching me for a month, so now you're lying. So I guess you haven't been watching me for a month.
I'm lying to me.
I'm not lying.
I don't know when you catch the live streams.
It doesn't matter if it's a live stream. Opening show. See, this is why you're lying. See, dog, look. Now you're also a liar, dog. Why are you such a liar? I know, but why are you a liar?
I'm not taking that from you, bro. I'm not no liar. I don't do that.
Wait a second. You just said you've been listening to me for a month, and you're telling me, I missed a live episode. Then you're lying to me, dog. Listen, I'm not mad at you that you don't listen to me.
I think you're lying to me. I don't catch the live episodes. Normally, but you catch the episodes, right?
So you catch the episode that what I say live is on the regular episode. So what are you talking about?
You just call me a liar because of the whole puzzle piece thing.
You are a liar. Listen, what your situation is another feminine excuse that you're using, and this is why this ain't for you, dog. You just need to find someone that's going to call you, big dog. I'm just saying, man.
I won't waste your time. If that was the case, I would have hung up.
I would have done that shit. You're wasting your time here, man. You ain't equipped for this shit.
I ain't believing wasting my time.
Yeah, you're wasting your time. You've already wasted a month. My friend, you wasted a month. You wasted a month. Does that show you that you ain't going to be shit over here? There is no importance in your life. You wasted a month, sir. One whole month wasted. Man. You understand that? 1 month wasted. I'll even say 3 weeks, because I'll give you the first week, but after a while, I got to get those puzzle pieces, because that's what that motherfucker keep telling me to get. But yet you didn't do it. And 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by, and a month went by. And then you got the nerve to ask me what the fuck the puzzle pieces mean? Are you fucking serious?
I just seen the puzzle pieces today.
Yep, that means you're lying to me. So you haven't been watching me for a month. You're lying then. I'm telling you, I'm good at what I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, if you wasn't lying, how the fuck did you not lie? If you listened for a month, how is this the first time you saw the puzzle pieces? How is this the first time? Please explain to me.
Because I caught the live stream as soon as I got into work. I caught the live stream, and I've been watching since the countdown, and the countdown finally started. Then I watched your whole intro all the way through. Normally, when I go on YouTube, your videos will pop up because I watch Taekwondo. Shit went up. Yeah, normally when I watch the videos, it'll pop up in the algorithm, and then I'll skip through. I'll skip through the intro just to go ahead and see what y'all talking about, what the topic is on and all of that. But I never watched your intro all the way through. I didn't know you had the whole Tiny Lester dude come up on the intro and all that, the whole announcer thing. Like, normally I'll skip until I hear the announcer say it's game time or whatever, and that's it. Then I'll go ahead and start watching from there. I don't watch the intro. Hello? This man hung up.